You're listening to SBS News.
The International Space Station has long been a symbol of post-Cold War international teamwork. Russia and the United States have worked side by side on the space station since it went into orbit in 1998. The arrangements endured numerous strains over the years, but it appears to be unravelling in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and several rounds of devastating Western sanctions on Russia. The newly appointed chief of Russia's space agency has announced the country will quit the station after 2024 and focus on building its own outpost. US State Department spokesman Ned Price has called the decision an unfortunate development and says the Russian statement came as a surprise.
The United States and Russia, we have cooperated on space exploration for years now, over the course of decades. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has obviously changed our relationship fundamentally, but there are still aspects of our relationship, including our joint pursuits in science, joint pursuits in safety, people-to-people ties that we would like to see preserved.
The announcement throws into question the future of the 24-year-old space station. Retired NASA astronaut and current astronautical engineering professor at the University of Southern California, Garrett Reisman, says replacing the Russian capability with American capability in just 2 years will be a challenge, but he thinks it's possible.
But I do think it's possible. I think it's something we should have been doing from the moment they crossed the border into Ukraine. I think we should have seen this coming. And I do think that there's been some effort, but it's been at a low level and kind of behind the scenes in order to avoid antagonizing the Russians and disrupting this partnership.
Meanwhile, countries in the European Union have agreed to work in partnership to break the bloc's dependence on Russian natural gas. With fears Russia will completely cut off gas supplies to Europe during the northern winter in retaliation for sanctions over Ukraine, EU members have approved a plan to reduce consumption. EU countries, with the exception of Hungary, have agreed to cut gas use by 15% starting next month. EU Energy Commissioner Kadri Simpson says by acting in a coordinated way now, the group will be better positioned to respond if the situation worsens.
Reducing gas demand proactively allows us to avoid rushed or unilateral decisions when it is too late. It will make it possible to plan the savings in the most efficient way, minimizing the impact on our people and businesses.
The deal was reached a day after Russian energy giant Gazprom announced plans to further limit flows to Europe. Under the compromise agreement, reduction targets will be adapted to the situation of each country, taking into account their levels of stock and whether or not they have pipelines to share gas. Exceptions have been given for island states, including Ireland, Cyprus and Malta, and to Spain and Portugal, which have limited links to the gas supply grid. The Hungarian government has called the plan unjustifiable, unenforceable and harmful. Germany, which last year took a major share of EU gas imports from Russia, has called it an important first step. German Economic Affairs Minister Robert Habeck says exemptions were necessary.
There are a lot of compromises in this text now. This is the way how Europe operates. The problem might occur. All the exemptions are causing too much of a bureaucracy so that we are too slow in times of crisis. This is a danger, but the exemptions in itself, they are reasonable.
Ukraine's energy minister, German Galushchenko, says by acting together, the European Union will thwart Russia.
That is, in our feeling, the main target for Russians, to deprive us of solidarity, to try to influence the country separately, to split us. And just having this solidarity, we will win this war, we will win this energy war with Russia.
Despite the imposition of damaging sanctions, the International Monetary Fund has upgraded Russia's GDP estimate for this year by a remarkable 2.5 percentage points. Its economy is still expected to contract by 6%, however. The IMF says Russia has benefited from high energy prices. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.